It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's a shame. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Now stepping up to the mic, it's Johnny Kane.
Welcome back to beautiful Somerset Park here in Sabepta. Game two of our zone tournament coverage here tonight. It is Doniphan County and Seneca, our second game and final game here of night number one of this AA zone tournament. Earlier tonight, Marysville walked off Hiawatha 6-5, so Marysville will take on Corning tomorrow night. This game will determine who will play Sabepta tomorrow night in one of the other final games of the evening. It'll be 6 and 8 o'clock tomorrow night between again, Marysville and Corning, and then Sabepta versus the winner of this game, Seneca and Doniphan County. DC comes in tonight. They are 14-11. Seneca is 10-8 on the year. And this is the 4-5 matchup here in this zone tournament. Sabepta is the number one overall seed, Corning the 2. DC is the 4. Seneca is the 5. Marysville 3. Hiawatha is the 6. So, Doniphan County will be the home team, so that means Seneca will bat first. This is their lineup for tonight. Leading things off will be the center fielder, Dalton Herter. Batting second, catcher, Zach Kramer. In the three spot is the shortstop, Landon Baker. Batting cleanup was the left fielder, Dylan Chilion. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Damon Cook. Hitting sixth is the pitcher today, Eric Thomas. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Andrew Henry. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Trent Schmitz. Rounding things out, the first baseman, Colton Hazenkamp. They will be facing Connor Hayes of Doniphan County. He's getting the start tonight. He will be making on the year his seventh start. He has thrown 31 innings. He has given up 23 hits in those 31 innings, 11 earned runs, 41 strikeouts compared to just 13 walks, and a 2.48 earned run average. He's probably the ace of the staff when you look at things for Doniphan County. A 2-0 record on the year and only 11 earned runs and 31 innings. So he will get the task of trying to hold down this Seneca lineup tonight that is very experienced and loaded top-bottom. Seneca has a team batting average of .320, and they have scored on the year 110 runs in 18 games. And a team on-base percentage of .412. So that should just tell the story right there. But then you look at things, and, well, they're 10-8 on the year. So, obviously, the defense and pitching has not been there at all times here for Seneca this summer. So, Connor Haynes will get the start to try to hold this offense down for Seneca. After the game, we'll pick our McDonald's player of the game, brought to you by the McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. I also want to thank our Legion Baseball sponsors for tonight's action. Garrett Country Mart in Sabepta, good food, good experience people, Sailor Insurance of Sabepta, Highland Community College, Kime TS Trucking, C&K Service, Moreland James Bank, Kirkwood & Company in Highland, Two Timbers in Highland, and Ryan Meininger, the team at State Farm in Hiawatha, all of our Legion Baseball sponsors for this broadcast here tonight. Beautiful night for baseball, temperatures in the mid to upper 70s, little to no wind. Here at Somerset Park, a beautiful complex, turf infield, grass outfield. Now, the outfield, again, is going to be very saturated, probably today and even some tomorrow. Got quite a bit of rain last night here in Sabepta. Obviously, the turf drained pretty well, but the outfield, it holds quite a bit of water. We did not see it affect anything in our first game tonight. Don't expect it to have much of an effect here in game number two. So with that, Dalton Herter will dig in. He'll lead things off for Seneca. He faces Connor Hayes of Donovan County. Herter a 362 average this year, 17 hits and 47 at-bats. He's got just four RBIs from his leadoff spot, but he's got an on-base percentage of 483. He's in the lineup. It is 1-0 is a fastball that paints the outside edge of the knees for strike one. So 1-1 the count on Herter. Righty on righty matchup. Now Herter swings at the ground ball down the third base line, but it's going to get just foul past the bag at third. Now the 1-2 to Herter. Breaking ball in there, called strike three. So Hayes will start off his evening with the strikeout. Down goes Herter, and there's one away in the first inning. So now here's Zach Kramer. Kramer, 368 average this year, 14 hits and 38 at bat, 9 RBIs. He has scored 14 runs. Stands in from the left side. First pitch from Hayes is a breaking ball on the outside edge for strike one. Fastball misses high and away. Now bouncing ball back up the middle, fielded by the shortstop, Chalfon. He'll throw to first in plenty of time, and there are two away. So two outs, and that'll bring up Landon Baker. Seneca is 2-0 against Donovan County this year. Swept a doubleheader back on June 6th, 13-5 and 8-4. Here's Landon Baker for the first time. Baker, 449 average. Swings the first pitch, bounces it to shortstop. Chalfano throw, and it's going to be low and get by the first baseman Studer. And Baker is going to trot into second base. So it was going to be a tough play for Chalfon. He tried to just throw it as fast as he possibly could. But it'll be an error on the shortstop for Donovan County, and that'll put Baker at second base with two away. Now here's Dylan Chilions. He'll bat for the first time. 349 average. He'll swing and miss the first offering from Hayes. Fifteen hits and 43 of at-bats for Chilions. 10 RBIs. He scored 6 runs. Now a breaking ball just misses off the inside edge. 1-1 the count on Chilions. Now Chilions will bounce one to the right side, right at the first baseman Studer. He'll grab it, step on the bag himself, and that will end the inning. Seneca strands one. We'll go to the bottom of inning number one. DC will come to bat for the first time when we come back on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the first inning. Donovan County will come up for the first time. Here's their lineup. Setting things off will be the shortstop, Braden Chalfant. Hitting second will be the catcher, Charlie Grable. Batting third, center fielder, Trent Spiker. Hitting cleanup is the designated hitter, Cale Hamilton. Batting fifth, third baseman, Alex Leibel. Hitting sixth is the second baseman, Kobe Davis. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Cole Franken. Hitting eighth, the first baseman, Brock Studer. And batting ninth is in right field is Gavin Fumler. Right away, Braden Chalfant is going to be hit by a pitch, so he will take first base. So a good start for Doniphan County right away as Chalfant is hit from the first pitch from Eric Hamas. Hamas, the tall lefty for Seneca. Chalfant is a threat to steal, but not going to get a big lead against the lefty Hamas. The first pitch to Charlie Grable with a fastball high. Grable, 286 batting average, 18 hits and 63 at-bats, 19 RBIs, but he has scored 26 runs. Those 26 runs puts him first on the team. His 19 RBIs is actually second on the team. Here's a 2-0. Last ball catches the outside corner at the knees. Now the 2-1 is swung on and missed. 2-2 the count now on Charlie Grable. Braden Chalfant is the runner at first base. He was hit by the first pitch from Eric Thomas. Not running. Now a swing and a miss, and Grable is down on strikes. Still one out, and now here's Trent Spiker. Spiker's been one of the better players in the league this year. A .441 batting average for Spiker. 26 hits and 59 at-bats, 19 RBIs, and 19 runs scored. First pitch from Hamas is a fastball high. Chalfant, another short lead, not running, and now the 1-0 is a breaking ball in for a strike. Seneca going to play fairly deep in the outfield and pretty much straight away. Schmitz and Wright is going to shade towards that right field line. There's a big gap in right center field. There's a high drive on the left field line, but it's going to hook foul. Spiker got every bit of that ball, but pulled it foul. Now 1-2 the count on Spiker. And the pitch. High pop up to the right side. Second baseman Henry is going into shallow right field. He's fighting a little bit, but he'll make the play for out number two. Two outs now. Here's Cale Hamilton. He's a designated hitter for Doniphan County. He's had a pretty good year. Actually, a really good year. .459 average, 28 hits, and 61 at-bats. Leads the team in RBIs with 30 and has scored 17 runs. Cale Hamilton has been one of the best hitters on this Doniphan County team. Swing at the first pitch, fouls it back. He awaits the 1-0 from Eric Hamas. Fastball inside, nearly clipped him, but he dips out of the way and it's 1-1. Now he swings and fouls another pitch off. One and two the count. Fastball inside. 2-2 the count on Cale Hamilton. Two outs, bottom of the first inning, no score. And the 2-2. Line in the left center field, and it is going to get down and roll deep. Chalfant around second. They're going to bring him around third. They're going to try to score him. Around third comes Chalfant. Here's the throw to the plate. It is in time. Chalfant gets thrown out at the plate, and that is how the bottom of the first inning comes to a close. Great relay from Seneca. Landon Baker throws a strike to the plate, and that is how the inning comes to an end. So we've played one complete, no score, from the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. but a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
When it's hot and you don't want to cook, call the Pizza Bakery in Horton. The July special is any large three-topping pizza for $16.99. Or choose from salads, breadsticks, sandwiches, wings, wraps, and dessert pizza too. The Pizza Bakery has great food and a great variety, and now offers gluten-free pizza crust and bread. Call in, carry out, or eat in 486-2602. Good luck to all the area 4-H'ers, and thanks for your continued local support from the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Open 7 days a week.
KNZA.
Second inning, Damon Cook will lead things off for Seneca. He swings at the first pitch from Connor Hayes and fouls it straight back. There's a breaking ball sliced down the right field line, but that is fouled by about 4 feet. Cook, 277 hitter on the year, 13 hits and 47 at bats. He's got 13 RBIs. And he has scored 6 runs. And the 0-2 from Hayes. Fastball high and inside over the top of the head of Cook, and he dumps out of the way, and it's 1-2. Hayes is a guy that works pretty quickly. Back into the windup. Here's his 2-strike pitch. And a breaking ball popped up. That'll get back and out of play. Actually, it was going to somehow spun back into play. Grable thought it was going to go out of play, but it falls down foul, so a new line for Damon Cook. Cole Franken is in left, Trent Spiker in center, Gavin Fumler in right for D.C., Alex Leibel at third, Chalfon at short, Davis at second, Studer at first, and again, Charlie Grable, the batter he made for Connor Hayes. In the 1-2. Breaking ball hit into shallow right center field, giving chase to the center fielder Spiker, but it's going to fall down for a base hit. He'll go around first. He'll stop there at the leadoff single. And Seneca has their first hit of the night. That'll bring up Eric Thomas. He'll bat from the right side. Eric's had a pretty good summer, 349 average. 4 RBIs, 8 runs scored. He has played in all 18 games for Seneca. He's one of only 4 guys that have played in all 18 games for Seneca this summer. Fastball spiked in from Hayes, 2-0 the count on Thomas. And 2-0. Curveball in for a strike, 2-1 the count on Thomas. In Seneca swept Doniphan County back on June 6th, 8-4 and 13-5. The only time they have played here this summer. Cook, decent lead at first, and there's a line drive base hit in the right center field for Hamas. Cook going around second base, he'll stop there. A back-to-back singles to start the second inning for Seneca. They have 2 men on with nobody out. It'll bring up Andrew Henry, who is a definite bunt candidate. Henry on the year, 250 average. He's only got 8 hits on the year and 32 at bats. He's going to swing and miss at a breaking ball from Hayes, and it's 0-1. Fastball left high, 1-1 the count on Andrew Henry. Leibel at third base is going to play pretty much even with the bag. And now he's a line drive shot into center field and fairly deep, but Spiker will retreat in center and he'll make the grab. No tag, and there's one away. So a couple of hard hit balls in this inning for Seneca. Now we'll have one out. The runners at first and second for Trent Schmidt. Schmidt has had a tough summer. 2-for-22 on the year. The first pitch breaker is in for a strike. The 0-1 is a fastball popped to the right side, but that's going to get over the first base dugout and out of play. Now, Schmitz has got to protect with two strikes against him. Seneca had a pair of singles to begin this inning, then a line out from Henry. Now the 0-2 to Schmitz. Breaking ball had popped into shallow left field, and that is going to get down for a hit. The left fielder, Franken, will throw to third, and that'll get Cookout, but that's not his fault. He had to stop to make sure that ball fell. And he thought that Franken had let the left fielder slid and made that grab and started to go back to second base before he realized that it actually fell down. So he is thrown out at third base for out number two. That's going to be a hit for Schmidt, and then Cook is thrown out at third base. I'll leave it up to Colton Hayes in camp with two away. Hayes in camp has only played in 9 games. He is 3-for-15 on the year with no RBIs and 6 runs scored. Now breaking ball, low and away. 2-0 the count on Hayes in camp. Seneca down a couple of guys tonight. Bryce Uphouse not here. Now the 2-0 is popped to the right side. Brock Studer at first baseman giving chase, but he's going to run out of room. And it'll fall down for strike one. No score. Top of the second inning. And 2-1 the count on Colton Hazenkamp. Damon Cook. Eric Thomas at second, Trent Schmitz at first. Here's the 2-1 from Hayes. Breaking ball in there for a strike. It's 2-2. So Hayes looking to get out of this early jam in the second. And the 2-strike pitch. Breaking ball that just get a piece of it did Hazenkamp, and he stays alive. It popped out of the mitt of Grable, and it remains 2-2. Gets the sign, comes set, brings the 2-2. Fastball, swung on and missed. Down goes Hayes in camp. That's the second strikeout of the day for Hayes, and that'll end the threat. So Seneca strands 2, one to the bottom of the second. No score on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's fair time again in Jackson County, and GN Bank encourages the community to come out and enjoy the annual fair. Come see the livestock exhibits, cooking, sewing, and other projects completed by the 4-H'ers. Come out and experience rural and small-town America at its best. Wave to your friends and neighbors in the parade on Wednesday evening around the Holton Courthouse Square. It's always great to be a part of the traditions in our community. This invitation brought to you by GN Bank, the best place to bank and loan.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
KNZA.
Bottom of the second inning, no score. Dauphin County will have 5-6-7 coming up against Eric Thomas of Seneca. Both teams have had opportunities here in the early portions of this game, but so far nothing to show for it. So here is Alex Leibel to lead things off. He'll dig in from the right side against Thomas. The first pitch is foul back to the screen. Leibel, 444 hitter on the year. He has played in 15 games, 16 hits and 36 at-bats. He's got 13 RBIs, and he scored 6 runs. There's a breaking ball in for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Thomas features a big looping curveball for his breaking pitch. That was 0-2. Fastball that Leibel gets a piece of and stays alive. You have a 2-strike pitch. Breaking ball, low and inside. And 1-2. Fastball in there, called strike 3. That is the 2nd strikeout for Eric Thomas. And there is one away. Now Kobe Davis will bat for the first time. Kobe's had a decent summer, 327 average, 13 RBIs. He has scored 16 runs, which is 4th on the team. And the 0-1. Bouncing ball to the left side, third baseman Cook let it go, and that's actually Baker who will throw on the run. No chance to get Davis, who runs well. That'll be an infield single for Kobe Davis. Damon Cook at third base was trying to cut that ball off before it got to Landon Baker, and I actually think he kind of threw Baker off because he wasn't expecting the ball to get to him. So an infield single for Davis with one away, and now here's Cole Franken. Franken, a right-handed hitter. First pitch from Thomas is a little bit high and away. Cole, 267 average. He's got 12 RBIs and 10 runs scored. He has walked 13 times. Now breaking ball misses inside, and it's 2-0. Short lead at first for Davis. There's a swing and a foul off by Franken. Makes it 2-1. Three and one the count now on Cole Franken. One out, bottom of the second inning, no score. There's a breaking ball in for a strike on the outside edge. Now 3-2 on Franken. Fastball just misses off the plate to the outside edge. That'll be a walk to Franken. Now to put runners at first and second for Brock Studer. Studer had an up-and-down summer, 241 average and respectable, 14 hits and 58 at bat. He has scored 11 runs. His biggest issue has been strikeouts. He has struck out 19 times this year. And he'll swing and pop a ball up here right at the second baseman, Henry, who retreat in a shallow right field, and he'll make the grab for out number 2. So now here's Gavin Fumler. He will bat with runners at first and second and 2 outs. Fumler, 357 average. He has 12 RBIs, 14 runs scored. And he has 7 extra base hits this year. 7 of his 20 hits have been extra bases. Swing and look at a fastball on the outside edge. Fastball misses high. 2-1 the count on Fumler. Take that back. 1-2 the count on Fumler. 1-2 the count on Gavin Fumler. And now it's 2-2 as the fastball misses low. Davis runner at second. He singled. Franken at first. He walked. And the 2-2 from Hamas. Fastball high. Now 3-2 with the top of the order. And Braden Chalfant waiting on deck. Thomas now is going to step off as Davis is bouncing around out on second base. And the payoff. High pop up to center field, playable for Herter to retreat into left center field and make the grab to end the inning. The Donovan County strands two. We'll head to the third inning of play. Two complete. We're tied. Nothing-nothing here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Have you had a surgery or an injury that needs physical therapy? This is Amanda Wilhelm with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS, and we can help you with all types of physical and occupational therapy so you can get your life back to normal. We can help you at our Horton location or at Hiawatha, and we will provide you with the individualized attention and time you deserve. Our staff enjoys returning patients to an improved quality of life. Let us help you at STARS. We're on Facebook and online at starsrehab.net.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
KNZA.
Top of the order coming up for Seneca. As we start the third inning of play, no score. In a very even game to this point. Both teams have had opportunities but have not been able to scratch a run across yet. Dalton Herter will lead things off against Connor Hayes. He was a strikeout victim in his first at bat. Now he looks at a fastball down the middle, and it's 1-1. Herter is a guy that will take a couple of pitches. He's very selective. Now the 1-1 is a breaking ball that's low and away. It's a bouncing ball to the left side. That will bounce foul. 2-2 the count. And the two-strike pitch. Breaking ball hits the left side, fielded by the third baseman, Leibel, on a big hop, steps and throws, and it is not in time. Good hustle by Herter to beat it out. Leibel just kind of waited back on that high bouncer, and it kind of ate him up a little bit. And by the time he set his feet to throw, his throw was just not quite in time, so Herter has an infield single. That'll bring up Zach Kramer for the second time. He grounded out to third base his first time up. Excuse me, grounded to shortstop his first time up. Squares the bump, pulls it back, and takes the ball outside. I'll pick off attempt back safely as Herter. Decent lead at first for Herter. Not running, and a fastball is bounced in. Crable does a great job. Just throws his body right on top of it and just flattens that baseball down and keeps it in front. 2-0 the count now on Kramer. I expect Herter to be off running here before long. Another pickoff attempt. He's back safely for the dive. Herter not running, and the 2-0 is a breaking ball in for a strike. A Now the 2-1, breaking ball left low, 3-1 with Landon Baker awaiting on deck. Nothing score, top of the third inning. Herter again not running. Kramer swings, fouls it off to the left side and out of play. Landing pretty much straight up on the outfield. Now the 3-2 is a fastball in there. Called strike three at the knees. Down goes Kramer looking. That is strikeout number three for Connor Hayes. And there is one away. So now here's Landon Baker with a runner at first and one out. Baker reached on an air. His first at bat, the first pitch from Hayes here is a curveball in for a strike. Our pickoff attempt back safely is Herter. Herter again not running, and there's a breaking ball hit to the left side. Leibel goes a second for one. Throw to first. It is not in time. It pulled Studer off the bag. If it would have been a good throw, they would have got him. It would have turned two, but instead it's just now it's second base, and there's two away. Fielder's choice 5-4 on that put out. And I'll put Baker at first with two away for Dylan Chulion. He grounded to first base his first time up. He's late on the fastball here and fouls it off to the right side and out of play. Baker, a decent lead, not running, and a curveball is in the dirt for another really good block by Charlie Grable. He's been great so far tonight. Pick off attempt back safely is Baker. Hayes got to be careful. His last couple of throws with a first have been fairly wild. The one is fouled back by Shirley Oz, and it's a 1-2. Two-strike pitch, breaking ball, bounce right to the shortstop, Chalfano. Flip it over to second base, and that'll end the inning. Seneca Strands 1 will head to the bottom of the third inning. Still no score. DC coming up when we come back on FM 103.9 at KNZA.
Experience the difference at Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley. For a limited time only, new customers get up to $600 when opening a new Platinum Checking or Signature Series checking account. Open your account online at bankbv.com/premium-account or stop by any of our banking centers in Atchison, Hiawatha, or Sabetha for complete details on how you can get up to $600. Offer ends August 31st, 2021. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
KNZA.
Bottom of the third inning, no score. Braden Chalfant, leadoff hitter, digs in against Eric Thomas for Doniphan County. Chalfant, leadoff hitter for DC, swings the first pitch, and it comes up empty, and now they're going to have a quick talk to Thomas on the mound. I don't having a problem with something to do with right in front of the rubber. There's a little like soft spot, I guess you would call it. It's right in front of the rubber, unless they're telling Thomas that where his foot is. He's not keeping it on the rubber when he throws. I think that was the issue. I think the issue is just that he wasn't keeping his foot on the rubber when he throws. Now there's issues somewhere behind the plate. The home plate umpire is coming over to have a talk. I don't know who he's talking with. And I think someone was just asked to leave. Made a remark towards a couple of our umpires. So after all that, it's an 0-1 count on Braden Chalfont in the bottom of the third inning with no score. And a fastball from Hamas misses low and inside. Now the 1-1 is a fastball on the outside edge for a strike, and it's now 1-2 on Chalfont. Fastball misses outside. Just misses off the edge, and that's going to be a walk. So I think on that first pitch to Chalfont that he swung and missed that, they called it actually a ball for Hamas not being on the rubber. Whatever's going on, there's a big situation going on within the crowd. There's been a lot said to our umpiring crew here just early on in this game. So it's a walk to Chalfont to lead off this third. And here's Charlie Grable. Ball bounced in and throw down to first. Going to get away from the first baseman, Hazenkamp. Chalfont's going to go to the second base. There'll be an error on the catcher, Kramer. Chalfont was trying to get a good secondary lead, so Kramer tried to throw down to pick him off. But instead, he threw it into right field down the line. So that'll be an E2 and allow Chalfont to move into scoring position. Nobody out in the 2-0 count on Charlie Grable. Now he swings and fouls the ball back. Two and one to count on Grable. There's the pitch. Fastball high and inside. Now 3-1. Chalfont at second. Nobody out. Bottom of the third. No score. 3-1 to Grable. Line into right field and deep. Giving chase is Schmidt. He'll make the play in right center field. Chalfont will tag and go to third. So a productive out for Charlie Grable. And there's one away with Chalfont now standing at third base. An RBI opportunity now for Trent Spiker. He'll back to Chalfont at third base and one away. Spiker flew out to the second baseman his first time up. The first pitch to Spiker is swung on and missed. Now he swings and pops the ball up on the infield. The second baseman, Henry, is underneath it, and now he's swirling around. It's going to drop down. Here comes Chalfont from third. He'll score, And that's how Donovan County takes a 1-0 lead. The ball was hit so high in the air, and right now it's kind of that weird color of a sky where the ball could sometimes get blended in, and I don't think Henry saw it for a little bit. So that's going to be an air four, and it'll bring Chalfont from down from third to score and give it DC a 1-0 lead. A spike will be on it first for Kill Hamilton, who doubled his first time up. Swings here and misses. Now bouncing ball to the shortstop, Baker. Second to one. It's going to be a wild throw and going to right field. Now Spiker going to try for third. He will. The throw to third is cut off. And another error for Seneca. And the wheels falling apart for Seneca in this third inning of play. So back-to-back errors. And this all started after that issue with Hamas not being on the rubber when he was throwing to the first batter of this inning in Chalfont. This is when everything started. One out after the E6, runners at first and third. Now for Alex Leibel. He'll line a ball into center field, but it's going to be right at the center fielder, Herter. Spiker did not have a chance to tag because it was hit so hard. And so it'll just be allowed out number two for Alex Leibel. Now we'll be up to Kobe Davis with runners at first and third and two away. Davis singled his first at-bat in the second inning against Thomas. He'll swing at the first pitch here, ground it to the shortstop, Baker. He'll field, throw to second base, and that'll end the threat. So Donovan County does play one, but they strand two. And after three complete, it's DC 1. Seneca nothing on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
Start of the fourth inning, 1-0 Donovan County. Seneca will have 5-6-7 coming up. Damon Cook set to lead things off. He'll face Connor Hayes. Cook singled his first at bat. That was a good opportunity for Seneca to get something. In the second inning, they got a leadoff single from Cook, a backup single by Hamas, but then got a line out, a single, a man thrown out, and a strikeout. So there's another hit for Damon Cook as he lines the ball into shallow center field. So he will be on to lead off the fourth inning. Now here's Eric Hamas. Again, he singled his first time up. First pitch breaking ball from Hayes catches the outside corner for a strike. Ball going to get away from Grable. He doesn't know where it's at. And now Cook is going to take off. He still doesn't see it. The ball was blending in with the white lettering here in the turf. It says Sabetha right behind home plate. And the ball landed right on the white lettering. Grable had no idea where it was. So Cook is going to take second base. And now an RBI opportunity for Eric Hamas. 1-1. Another bouncing ball in. It's blocked by Grable. Now the 2-1. Fastball low and away. Cook at second base has a short lead. Hayes comes set to 3-1. Breaking ball in there for a strike. That'll move the count 4-3-2. And the payoff. Breaking ball just misses a little bit high. That was a good spot by Connor Hayes. He doesn't get the call, and that'll be a walk to Eric Thomas. And so just like the second inning, the first two men have reached. And nobody out for Andrew Henry. He lined the ball to center field back in the second. And now he swings at the ball down the right field line, but it is going to slice foul. Foul by about 15 feet or so. On the count on Henry, runners at first and second, nobody out, top of the fourth inning. 0-1. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Now 0-2 on Henry. Same situation Seneca had in the second. They got nothing out of it. Now the 0-2 in there for a strike, and that should be strike three. And yeah, it was a home plate umpire didn't make a strike three call, necessarily. He just put a finger out like he was saying strike two, and then he realized it was strike three. So down goes Henry looking for the first out of the inning, and now here's Trent Schmidt. Breaking ball in for a strike. Schmidt singled back in the second. Now he swings, lines the ball back up the middle. It's going to be fielded by the shortstop, Chow Font. And sliding into second base is going to be Thomas. That he tried to get underneath the tag of Chow Font, and he actually was able to kind of break up the double play a little bit. Now he's actually slow to walk off the field. I think he might have hit his head or something, but nonetheless, it's out number two. So fielder's choice, six unassisted officially on that. Now here's Colton Hazenkamp with two outs and runners at first and third. First pitch, fastball misses low to Hazenkamp. He struck out with runners in scoring position in the second inning to end that threat. Another big opportunity here. 1-0. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball, and it's now 1-1. Cook the runner at third, Schmitz the runner at first. Any pass ball would be an opportunity to score Cook. 1-1. Breaking ball in for a strike, and it's 1-2. And the two-strike pitch. Swung on and fouled off. Two outs and the 1-2. Fastball high. Now 2-2 the count on Hazenkamp. Big at bat here in this game. Fourth inning, 1-0, Donovan County. The 2-2. Breaking ball, swung through and missed. Down goes Hazenkamp. Hayes with another big strikeout as he strands two. Well, to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's still 1-0, Donovan County. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it's hot and you don't want to cook, call the Pizza Bakery in Portland. The July special is any large three-topping pizza for $16.99. Or choose from salads, breadsticks, sandwiches, wings, wraps, and dessert pizza too. The Pizza Bakery has great food and a great variety, and now offers gluten-free pizza crust and bread. Call in, carry out, or eat in. 486-2602. Good luck to all the area 4-H'ers, and thanks for your continued local support from the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Open 7 days a week.
It's fair time again in Jackson County, and GN Bank encourages the community to come out and enjoy the annual fair. Come see the livestock exhibits, cooking, sewing, and other projects completed by the 4-H'ers. Come out and experience rural and small-town America at its best. Wave to your friends and neighbors in the parade on Wednesday evening around the Holton Courthouse Square. It's always great to be a part of the traditions in our community. This invitation brought to you by GN Bank, the best place to bank and loan.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 1-0 lead for Doniphan County. They will come up with the bottom of their order, 7-8-9 of Franken, Studer, and Fumler against Eric Thomas. So far, no runs, four hits, three errors for Seneca. Doniphan County, one run, two hits, one error. So here is Cole Franken to lead things off against Thomas. He walked his first at bat. First pitch from Thomas is a fastball low and inside. Well, fastball misses a little bit high. 2-0 the count on Franken. Is popped back, and that'll get out of play. I think for all that has happened so far in this game, it'll only be a 1-0 Doniphan County lead. Seneca's got to be fairly pleased with that. There's a breaking ball left a little bit low, and it's now 3-1. And the pitch fouled back to the screen. Payoff pitch. High fly ball hit on the left field line and deep, but it is hooking foul. And the left fielder, Dylan Chilions, went flying over the wall. That's a concrete wall out there in left field, and that could not have felt good on the shin of Dylan Chilions. He puts his hand up, says, "I'm okay," but he took a hard spill over that wall. He had no chance of getting that ball, but he gave good effort anyways. Again, the payoff. Fouled back. In the 3-2. Hot shot to the left side. That's going to get through for a base hit. So Franken wins the battle. He singles to lead off the bottom of the fourth inning for Doniphan County. And I'll bring up Brock Jeter. Before that, we'll have a quick meeting at the mound. So that is pitch number 55 for Thomas, and his night is going to be over. So pitching change for Seneca. We'll take the break. We're to the bottom of the fourth inning. Again, it's 1-0 D.C., nobody out and runner at first when we come back on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest. Providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS. We offer our physical therapy services at our Horton location. It's exciting for me to be in Horton, where I grew up, to help provide personalized treatment for you. We can help with post-surgical rehab, or if you've been injured, let us help you get back to normal. Our goal is to meet your goals. See us at STARS in Horton, 201 West 8, open weekdays with regular hours, or in Hiawatha inside the hospital, online at starsrehab.net and on Facebook.
Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Pitching change for Seneca. Colton Hazenkamp now coming in on the mound to throw in place of Eric Hamas. It'll be just direct switch between Hamas and Hazenkamp, so Hamas will just move over to first base. And so Hamas will face Brock Studer here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Nobody out, 1-0 D.C. Cole Franken at first base. He singled to lead off the inning. First pitch to Studer is a fastball down the middle for a strike. Studer popped up in his first at-bat to the second baseman, Henry. Now a swing and a foul tip at 0-2 on Studer. Hazenkamp, right-handed thrower, tall, lengthy guy. Now the 0-2 to Studer. Fastball high and away. Now fastball misses high and inside. 2-2 the count on Studer. And the 2-2. Swing and a pop-up that'll get back foul and out of play. Count remains 2-2 on Studer. Runner at first base, nobody out. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, 1-0 lead for D.C. And the 2-2. Fastball high and away. Good plate appearance being put together by Brock Studer. Gavin Fumler awaits on deck. Will be pitch number 7 of the at-bat coming up. Studer again swings and fouls it off. Franken has been off and running the last couple of pitches. Again, the 3-2. Fastball outside, ball 4. What a great plate appearance put together by Brock Studer. He walks, and that'll put runners at first and second with nobody out for Gavin Fumler. Fumler flew out to center field in his first at-bat. And a big opportunity here as Donovan County looks to tack on to their 1-0 lead. Fastball in there on the outside for strike 1. Fastball high, 1-1 the count on Fumler. Winner of this game will get Sabetha tomorrow night. 1-1. Fastball in there on the outside, Black for a strike, and it's 1-2 on Fumler. Top of the order awaits on deck in Braden Chalfant. Two-strike pitch. Fastball over the top of the head of Fumler. He somehow got the bat out of the way, and it's now 2-2. And the pitch. Fastball in there. Called strike three on the outside edge. Down goes Fumler. That is the first strikeout for Hazenkamp, but a big one and a big out number one. Out of the top of the order, here's Braden Chalfant for the third time. He has been hit by a pitch and walked. He scored a run in the third inning. First pitch, fastball high, and throw down to first is off the mark. And then taking third base is Cole Franken. He read that to perfection. He saw it coming, and he takes advantage of the aggressive play by Kramer, and he steals third base. That will go down as a stolen bag for Franken. So now first and third with one away. The fastball just misses off the edge to Chalfant. It's 2-0. That's just great base running, though, by Cole Franken. Now an RBI opportunity for Chalfant. 2-0. It's a fastball down the middle for a strike. And a 2-1. Fastball high. 3-1 with Charlie Grable on deck. Big portion of this game right now. 1-0 Donovan County. Bottom of the fourth. One out. First and third. Here's the 3-1 from Hazenkamp. Fastball spiked in. It's going to get away from the catcher. It'll be a walk nonetheless, so it doesn't matter. But it'll be a walk to Chalfant, and that's going to load up the bases for Charlie Grable. So Franken will be at third, Studer at second, Chalfant at first. Charlie Grable has struck out and flown out to right field. First pitch is a fastball low and away. These are the guys that Donovan County wants up there in a big spot like this. 1-0. Line shot. It is going to be in the left center field for a base hit. One run will score. Studer around third. They'll hold him there. It's an RBI single for Charlie Grable, and Donovan County leads 2-0. Great piece of hitting. Just went with the pitch right over the shortstop's head. And Franken comes down to score, and everybody moves up 90 feet. Now here is the dangerous Trent Spiker, who's been one of the best players in the league all season long. Spiker swings and hits a bouncing ball down the left field line. It'll be foul. Spiker with 19 RBIs on the year, which is tied for second on the team. And the man that leads the team in RBIs is awaiting in the on-deck circle. Spiker has flown out to right and reached on an error. Now he swings and pops the ball back and out of play, and he's down 0-2. Now Spiker's got a battle with two strikes, just looking to put a ball in play. Anything in the outfield will produce an RBI. The 0-2. Fastball right down the middle, called strike three. Another big strikeout for Hazenkamp. And there's now two away. Now he's going to deal with the dangerous Cale Hamilton. Cale with already a double today. He has also reached on an error. The leading RBI man for Donovan County, their leading hitter. First pitch from Hazenkamp was a high fastball that Hamilton offers at and comes up empty. Bases loaded. Two outs, bottom of the fourth. Fastball high over the head of Hamilton, now 1-1. DC has scored a run in the third, and so far one here in the fourth, but looking for more. 2-0 lead for Donovan County, and the 1-1. Swing and a miss by Hamilton, and it's now 1-2. He has not looked comfortable at all in this at-bat. Now a huge pitch here from Hazenkamp. 1-2. fastball drills Hamilton right between the numbers in the back. So that'll force in a run, and that'll make it 3-0 Donovan County. Studer comes down from third to score. Chalfont moves to third. Grable to second. But now here's Alex Leibel. Leibel hit a ball very hard his last time up, and he hits the ball back up the middle. It's a base hit. Chalfont scores. Grable around third. He will be held. And that's an RBI single for Alex Leibel, and Donovan County now leads 4-0. Just continuing to move the line is DC. That's what they've done here in this inning. The bases continue to remain loaded for Kobe Davis. Davis is singled and grounded out today. Two outs, the bases loaded. Fastball high. Camp asks for a new ball. He gets it. Now he brings the 1-0. Fastball high and inside. 2-0. Grable at third. Hamilton at second. Leibel at first. 2-0 is a fastball down the middle for a strike at the knees. DC with three runs so far in the inning. Looking to break this game wide open. The 2-1. Swing and a miss by Davis. It's now 2-2. Big pitch coming up here for Hazenkamp, looking to keep it at a 4-0 deficit. A pitch. Swing and a pop-up that'll get back and out of play. Fastball just misses off the outside edge, and that'll make it a 3-2 count. Zach Kramer, the catcher, took off running towards the third base, the first base dugout, thinking it was called strike three, but instead it's a full count. And the payoff. Fastball inside, ball four. That's going to force in a run, and that'll make it 5-0 Donovan County. Abel will come down from third to score. Hamilton will move to third, liable to second. And now Donovan County is officially batted around. Here's Cole Franken for the second time in the inning. He started off things with a single and came around to score. All right, looks at a fastball on the outside edge, and he's quickly down 0-2. There's a line drive, pinks it in the left field. One run will score. Leibel will stop at third base, and it is now 6-0 Donovan County. Just continuing to move station to station is DC in this inning. And that's got to be it, I would imagine, for Colton Hazenkamp. And here comes Coach Olson out of the first base dugout. Five runs scored in this inning for D.C. They lead 6-0. Again, Seneca swept Donovan County earlier this year in a doubleheader, but tonight when it really counts, D.C. putting the hammer on. So we'll see if that is the end of the line for Hazenkamp or not. There has not been a signal yet. And, well, the Hazenkamp's going to stay out there. So it is not going to be a pitching change. Hazenkamp will be left out there to face Brock Studer, who walked and scored a run early on in this fourth inning. Here we go. Here's Brock Studer. He'll line a ball into left field. That's going to be a base hit and roll deep all the way to the wall. One run will score. Two runs will score. They're going to stop the runner Grable at third, Franken at third base, but it's a two RBI double for Brock Studer, and it is now 8-0 Doniphan County. Leibel and Davis both came around to score. Franken was the runner halted at third base. Now here's Gavin Fumler with the winning run standing out at second base. Last ball high and inside. Fumler struck out earlier in this fourth against Hazenkamp. Fastball on the outside edge for a strike. Now Fumler hits a bouncing ball to the right side. It'll be fielded by second baseman, and he fumbles it. Now they're going to send Studer around third. He's going to try to score. Here's the throw to the plate. Not in time. And Doniphan County now leads 10-0. That'll be another error for Seneca. That'll be their fourth of the game. And so Studer comes around to score, and it's now 10-0. There's a fastball dismisses a little bit high. Braden Chalfont now will bat. This is the 13th batter to come to the plate in this inning for Doniphan County. They've put up a 9 spot. Fastball high and inside. Chalfont has walked twice and been hit by a pitch, and he has scored twice. Fastball down the middle for a strike. Only one to count on Chalfont. 10-0 Doniphan County. Fumler takes a big lead. Now he's going to be able to take second base as the ball is bounced by Kramer, the catcher for Seneca. So it should be a 2-1 count on Chalfont. The scoreboard was having some issues. It should be 2-1, I believe. It is two, yeah, the 2-1 count on Chalfont. Fastball misses outside. That's actually 3-1 they called it, I think. Oh, yeah, it should have been 2-1. As Chalfont threw his bat, thought it was ball 4. But it's just ball 3. So 3-1 the count on Chalfont. There's a fastball high, and that will be ball 4. And that is going to be it for Colton Hazenkamp. A pitching change coming up for Seneca. They trail 10-0. We are in the bottom of the fourth inning here on the MSD Sports Radio Network.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
Experience the difference at Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley. For a limited time only, new customers get up to $600 when opening a new Platinum Checking or Signature Series checking account. Open your account online at bankbv.com/premium-account or stop by any of our banking centers in Atchison, Hiawatha, or Sabetha for complete details on how you can get up to $600. Offer ends August 31st, 2021. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
pitching change for Seneca. Landon Baker will come in on the mound. And it's 10-0 Donovan County. Seneca just trying to get out of this fourth inning. They have scored 9 runs in this fourth. As Donovan County, 10 runs on 7 hits for DC. So Landon Baker is just trying to get Seneca out of this fourth inning. And the way this score holds right now, if Donovan County can get 3 outs on the top of the fifth, that would end the game. So, Landon Baker on the mound. Hazenkamp goes to third. Damon Cook moves over to short. And it will be Charlie Grable who will bat. The 14th batter to come to plate in this inning. Grable has struck out, flown out, and it has an RBI single and scored a run. Bats with runners at first and second and two away. First pitch from Baker is a fastball on the outside edge for a strike. Bumbler out at second base. Chalfant is the runner at first. The 0-1 from Baker. Fastball on the outside edge, and it's 0-2. Grable is going to ask for time and step out. And the 0-2. Fastball just misses a little bit inside. And again, the 2-strike pitch. Fastball is going to bounce and get away from the catcher, Kramer. Both runners are going to move up. And so, runners will now be at second and third with a 2-2 count against Charlie Grable. The 2-2. Fastball in there, called strike 3. Down goes Grable, and that'll end the bottom of the fourth inning, but not before Donovan County plays 9. And after 4 complete, it's 10-0 DC. 3 outs away from ending this game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
KNZA.
Start of the fifth inning. Donovan County is 3 outs away from ending this game. Seneca needs 1 to keep it going. They'll have the top of the order coming up. Herder, Kramer, Baker against Connor Hayes. See how his command is after he's had quite a bit of a break. So here's Herder. He has struck out and singled. First pitch from Hayes is a fastball in there for a strike. Number breaking ball, just misses low and away. Herter is able to check his swing in time. Setting up on the inside corner, the 1-1 is lined back up the middle, and it's going to be into right center field for a base hit. So Herter has his second hit of the day, and he is on with nobody out. And this lead off the fifth inning, and here's now Zach Kramer. Kramer has grounded out to short and struck out today. Decent lead at first for Herter. Not running, and a curveball is left low. Tell you what, Charlie Grable, the catcher for Donovan County, he has been an absolute wall tonight. His fundamentals have been outstanding. 1-0. Hot shot to the left side. It's going to be stopped by the shortstop, Chalfont. Throw to second. That's a great play. Braden Chalfont dove to his right, was able to cuff that ball to keep from going into the outfield, and then from his knees threw a seed to the second baseman, Davis, who was covering for out number one. That'll go down as a fielder's choice, 6-4. And out number one, here's Landon Baker. So Kramer now will be the runner at first base. Baker reached on an error and reached on a fielder's choice tonight. Breaking ball is lined into center field and deep. That's going to roll all the way to the wall. Kramer around second base. Now they're going to send him around third. Here's the throw from Chalfont to the plate. It is not in time, and now the throw to third is going to be in time, and they tag out Landon Baker for the second out of the inning. I think Grable could have possibly tagged out Zach Kramer at the plate, but he just thought that Kramer was going to score easily, and instead they throw out Baker at third for the second out, but Seneca does plate that all-important run that would make us play into the bottom of this fifth inning. So Baker will get a double and an RBI. The base is empty for Dylan Chillion, and he swings and comes up empty at the first pitch from Connor Hayes. And he hits a bouncing ball to the shortstop, Chalfont. He'll field and throw on the run, and that'll end the inning. But Seneca plates one. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 10-1. Donovan County leads on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it's hot and you don't want to cook, call the Pizza Bakery in Portland. The July special is any large three-topping pizza for $16.99. Or choose from salad, breadsticks, sandwiches, wings, wraps, and dessert pizza too. The Pizza Bakery has great food and a great variety, and now offers gluten-free pizza crust and bread. Call in, carry out, or eat in. 486-2602. Good luck to all the area 4-H'ers, and thanks for your continued local support from the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Open 7 days a week.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority, Kansasland Radio.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 10-1 our score. Middle of the order coming up for Donovan County. Trent Spiker will lead things off against Landon Baker of Seneca. Spiker digs in. He has a couple of pop-ups, a strikeout. He reached on there. First pitch from Baker is a fastball high and inside. Oh, big swing and a miss by Spiker. 1-1 the count. That was a swing where Spiker was going for it all. He's trying to end it by himself. Now a curveball in for a strike, and it's 1-2. And the 1-2. Fastball back, foul and out of play. And the 1-2. Breaking ball, a little bit high and inside. Everybody on the field thought that was strike three, but instead it's a little bit high and it's 2-2. Another breaking ball this time inside, and it's 3-2 now on Spiker with Hamilton awaiting on deck. And the payoff. Fastball skied into center field and playable for the center fielder Herter. He'll make the grab for out number one. Now Keel Hamilton digs in. He has an RBI, a double, and he has reached on air tonight. Now he has a dip out of the way of a fastball high and inside from Baker. Baker wasting no time, and now Hamilton skies the ball on the right field line, but that'll get out of play. Baker takes his time, brings the 1-1. Swing and a miss by Hamilton, and it's now 1-2. And the 2-strike pitch. Breaking ball left inside, goes over the head of Hamilton. Again, he dips out of the way, 2-2. The pitch. Fastball, late swing by Hamilton, but he gets a piece of it and fouls it back to the screen to stay alive. And the 2-2. Fastball low. 3-2 with Alex Leibel awaiting on deck. The payoff. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. Down goes Hamilton, and there's two away. Now two outs for Alex Leibel. Leibel has an RBI single, a line out, and a strikeout. First pitch fastball on the outside edge for a strike. A late swing and a ball that's nearly hit into the first base dugout. And it's 0-2. Baker gets the sign. And the windup. And it's 0-2. Fastball inside, clips the head of Leibel. It just got a piece of his helmet, and he will be on with a hit-by-pitch. That'll bring up Kobe Davis now, the runner at first and two away. Davis has a single, an RBI, a walk, a run scored. First pitch breaker to Davis is a little bit high and inside. Now fastball just misses off the outside edge, and it's 2-0. In bottom of the fifth inning, 10-1. Conniston County leads Seneca. Now late swing and a miss by Davis, and it's 2-1. Not a big lead for Leibel over at first. Breaking ball swung on, throw down to first base. It is in time. They pick him off. The Leibel's thrown out at first base, getting too far off the bag, and that's how the inning comes to a close. Five complete, 10-1, D.C. leads on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, or chicken nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
KNZA.
Pitching change for Doniphan County. Kobe Davis now in on the mound for D.C. Trent Spiker will move to third. Alex Leibel will go to second base. And Connor Hayes will move out to center field. The start of the sixth inning, 10-1 our score, D.C. leading Seneca. Donovan County had a chance to end the game in the top of the fifth inning. All they needed to get was three outs to keep Seneca off the board, but Seneca was able to plate one and continue the game. So, Kobe Davis on the mound. He is making his eighth appearance of the year. He's thrown 16 and two-thirds innings, a 3.36 earned run average. He's only given up 8 runs in those 16 and two-thirds innings. 13 strikeouts, but his big problem has been walks. He has walked 15. So, Damon Cook will lead things off for Seneca. The middle of the order is coming up. Cook, Thomas, Henry. There's a swing and a miss. Cook has singled twice. Now a bouncing ball to the right side, fielded by Leibel. He'll flick it over to first base for out number one. So one away, and now here's Eric Thomas. He has singled and walked. These are the two guys, Cook and Thomas, that have done the most damage tonight. They have gotten rally started twice. There's a bouncing ball hit right back to the pitcher, Davis. He'll step, field, throw, and it's in time. That's a really good play. Great dig by the first baseman, Brock Studer, for out number two. Thomas takes a hard fall as he stepped on the bag. I think he might have twisted an ankle a little bit. He is very slow to get up and still has not gotten up. Well, that's a great play by Davis. He had to wait for the high hop, and then when it hit the turf the second time, it took a side spin, and he had to somehow find it with a bare hand and then step and throw, and he bounced it to the first baseman, Studer, who made a great pick. And now Seneca's coach is going to come over and say, ask where it hit on. He thought it got hit on the plate. He And Coach Olson is still talking with our umpiring crew. Nonetheless, it's out number two. And here's Andrew Henry now with two away. Fastball misses low and inside. Henry is lined to center and struck out. Both of those were against Connor Hayes. Fastball misses high, 2-0 on Henry. Now he's swinging and fouls the ball off his foot. It's 2-1. And a pitch. Fastball inside. If you're wondering how the run rule works, the only thing that's in effect in zone tournament is 10 after 4.5. So if you're wondering why the game hasn't been stopped because of the 8-run rule, there typically is during the regular season. The only run rule in zone is 10 after 4.5 innings. The payoff pitch. In there, called strike three on the outside edge. Three up, three down. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth. 10-1, DC leading on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's fair time again in Jackson County, and GN Bank encourages the community to come out and enjoy the annual fair. Come see the livestock exhibits, cooking, sewing, and other projects completed by the 4-H'ers. Come out and experience rural and small-town America at its best. Wave to your friends and neighbors in the parade on Wednesday evening around the Holton Courthouse Square. It's always great to be a part of the traditions in our community. This invitation brought to you by GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'd like to remind you about our Horton Clinic location. If you're from the Whiting, Effingham, or Everest areas, our Horton location will make things easier for you to receive physical therapy services. If you need post-surgical PT or have mobility or balance problems or need wound care, let myself or Amanda Wilhelm or Mark Sudbeck work with you and get you back to good health. See us at STARS at 201 West 8th in Horton.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Pitching change for Seneca. Damon Cook now coming in on relief of Landon Baker. So, Conniston County looking for one run to try to end it. They'll have Kobe Davis, Cole Franken, and Brock Studer, the three scheduled hitters. Davis was at the plate when Leibel got picked off at first base to end the fifth inning. If you're just tuning in, Conniston County scored one run in the third, 9 runs in the fourth inning. Seneca got one run to keep it going in the fifth. So here's Kobe Davis to lead things off for Donovan County. Davis has singled, scored a run, walked, has an RBI, and grounded out. Cook into the windup. His first offering is popped up into shallow right center field, giving chase to the right fielder Schmitz, and actually it's going to be the center fielder Herter who will come all the way over from center to make the grab for out number one. I'll bring up Cole Franken. He has walked, has a couple of hits, an RBI. He scored twice. He's making a pretty good case to be our McDonald's player of the game. And now he drills the ball to left field and deep back at the wall, and that ball is foul. J. just went foul past the foul pole and down the left field line, but Franken got all of that baseball. And if he would have hit a home run there, that would have been definitely our player of the game. The 0-1. Breaking ball in for a strike, and it's 0-2 on Franken. I'm going to guess Franken will not see another fastball. And he does, and it's spiked in by Cook. And the 1-2. Fastball swung on and missed, and they're going to tag out Franken for the second out of the inning. So that'll be a strikeout for Cook and 2-0. Tonight is Brock Studer. He has had a decent day. A walk, an RBI double, a couple of runs scored. Fastball is poured in for a strike. There's a high fly ball headed to shallow center field. Baker, the shortstop, giving chase. He'll make a really good basket grab to end the inning. So three up, three down. What of the seventh? 10-1. Donovan County leading on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
Experience the difference at Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley. For a limited time only, new customers get up to $600 when opening a new Platinum Checking or Signature Series checking account. Open your account online at bankbv.com/premium-account or stop by any of our banking centers in Atchison, Hiawatha, or Sabetha for complete details on how you can get up to $600. Offer ends August 31st, 2021. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Well, 3 outs to go for Donovan County, trying to finish this one off, leading 10-1 as we start the seventh inning of play. Trent Schmitz, Colton Hazenkamp, and Dalton Herter, the three scheduled hitters for Seneca. Shelby Davis stays out there on the mound. First pitch is a fastball on the outside edge for strike one. Now swinging a foul off by Schmitz, 0-2. Schmitz has a single in the second and a fielder's choice in the fourth. Go to. Swing and a foul off by Schmitz. And I actually went off our home plate umpire, Jeff May, who has to take a second to shake it off. So Charlie Grable will run out and have a quick chat with his pitcher, Kobe Davis. Gives Charlie the thumbs up saying he's okay. So 0-2 the count on Trent Schmitz. Fastball high and inside. Schmitz has to dip out of the way. Two is a fastball high and away. And the 2-2. Line shot in the deep center field, giving chase to Spiker. He'll run it down and make the play for out number one. 1-8, now here's Colton Hayes in camp. Hayes in camp. A couple of strikeouts. Both against Connor Hayes. First pitch fastball misses way inside. One. Donovan County leads Seneca. On foul off by Hazenkamp. 1-1 the count. There's a high fastball inside. Hazenkamp dips out of the way. 2-1 the count. And the winner of this game gets Savatha tomorrow night in the late game at 8 o'clock. Corning and Marysville play in game number one at 6. Fastball misses high, and it's now 3-1 to Hazenkamp with top of the order on deck in Dalton Herter. A 3-1. Fastball in there. It's 3-2. Davis ready. Here's the payoff. Fastball a little bit inside. Yeah, that'll be a walk. So Hazenkamp is on with one away. Now back to the top of the order. Here's Dalton Herter. Pair of singles and a strikeout for Herter. First pitch from Davis. The fastball low and away. Fastball way inside that Herter somehow gets out of the way of. And now the 2-0 pitch from Kobe Davis. Low and away. 3-0 is Zach Kramer on deck. Now 3-0. Fastball low and inside. It's another walk. So back-to-back walks. And that might be it for Kobe Davis. We'll have a meeting at the mound, and Kobe will hand off to Braden Chalfant, and we'll look to finish this off. So another pitching change. 10-1, Donovan County leads it here in the seventh inning on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Braden Chalfant on the mound for Donovan County, looking to finish this one off. Needs just two outs to end this ball game and give DC the victory to move on to the semifinals, the quarterfinals tomorrow. He is making his ninth appearance of the year. He's thrown 19 and two-thirds innings, just a 2.84 under on average. There's a line shot back up the middle. It's going to be off the shortstop glove, and that's liable, and it'll stay on the infield. That's probably going to be a hit. That was going to be a really tough play. And Kramer will get the infield single, and that'll load the bases up. So now here's Landon Baker with the bases juiced. First pitch breaking ball is left high and outside. A 1-0 is a fastball low and away. 2-0 the count on Landon Baker. And now a swing and a pop up to the right side. That'll get over the first base dugout and out of play. On the count on Landon Baker. Bases loaded, one out. Seventh inning of play. 10-1 lead for Donovan County. 2-1. Pop up to the right side. Giving chase is the right fielder, Fumler. He's going to make the play on the line, not tagging at third. Is Hazenkamp. And so now down to the final out is Seneca. Here's Dylan Chulianz, the final line of hope here in this seventh inning. Swing at the first pitch, fouled in the mitt of Grable. Oh, a swing and a pop up to the left side. The third baseman spikers underneath it. He's calling for it. He'll make the grab, and that'll end the game. The final score, Donovan County wins it 10-1. Let's take a post-game timeout. We'll come back and pick our player of the game here on the MFD Sports Radio Network.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, Quarter Pounder, or Chicken Nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Final score 10-1. Seneca falls here in the opening round. Donovan County wins it, scoring 9 runs in the fourth inning of play to bust this game open and pick up the victory to move on to face Sabatha coming up tomorrow night. To the totals, Donovan County, while they had 4 guys in, have a couple of hits. Braden Chalfant, he was on base 4 times from his leadoff spot. He walked 3 times. He was also hit by a pitch and scored twice. Charlie Grable had an RBI single and scored a run. Trent Spiker was on base once. Cale Hamilton had a double, an RBI, and he scored a run. Alex Leibel had an RBI single and a run scored. He was on base twice. Kobe Davis had a single, an RBI, and a run scored. Cole Franken had 2 hits, an RBI, 2 runs scored, and was on base 3 times. Brock Studer was on base twice, scored twice, and had an RBI double. And Gavin Fumler was on base once. DC improves to 15-11 on the season. Seneca, meanwhile, they dropped to 10-9 on the year. Dalton Herter was on base three times, two hits and a walk. Zach Kramer was on base twice. Landon Baker was on base three times and had an RBI double. Damon Cook had two hits. Eric Thomas had a hit and a walk. Trent Schmitz was on base twice, and Colton Hazenkamp was on base once. So, again, Doniphan County moves on. They will play Sabetha at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Marysville and Corning will be the opening game at 6 o'clock. Both games will have live here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Time to pick our McDonald's player of the game. Brought to you by the McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. The winner will get a coupon good for free extra value meal from those Hiawatha and Seneca McDonald's. Well, this is a tough decision. Braden Chalfont was on base four times and scored a couple times. Cole Franken had two hits and was on base three times and also scored twice at an RBI. Rock Studer scored a couple of times and was on base twice and an RBI double. I'm going to go with co-players of the game just because I can. Let's go with Braden Chalfont and Cole Franken. They will be our co-players of the game tonight. And they will be our winners of two coupons for McDonald's player of the game. So, again, 10-1 the final. Seneca drops in the opening round. Doniphan County moves on. They will face Sabetha tomorrow night. So, again, tomorrow night it'll be Corning and Marysville. The opening game at 6, then at 8 o'clock, Sabetha, the number one seed, will take on Doniphan County. I think our Legion Baseball sponsors the final time, Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Hyman Crop and Insurance of Seneca, also Highland Community College, Time TS Trucking of Sabetha, CNK Service, Moreland James Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha and Atchison, Kirkwood & Company in Highland, Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha, Two Timbers in Highland, and Ryan Meiniger, the team at State Farm in Hiawatha. But again, 10-1 the final. Doniphan County wins it over Seneca. So far, our man Kurt taking care of us back to the studios. Kurt, thank you so much. Johnny Kane saying so until tomorrow night here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.